This is your station, 88.9 KETR. We're listener-supported radio for Northeast Texas, and we're here with Phyllis Reiser this morning. She's got over 25 years in the insurance industry, and she's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education. She's here to talk about some of the topics in the world that would be of interest to folks who are, I guess, in general, consumers. Oftentimes, our discussions deal with insurance, but today, I guess, we're talking about insurance of your valuables and your property as you're out and about. Phyllis, welcome.
Thank you, Jared.
And so today, we're talking about how to, or at least tips for avoiding being mugged. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. I don't want to be mugged.
No,
how do I keep it from happening?
None of us do. And in most of the cases, I would think that when we're around home, we know where to go and what to avoid in most cases. Sometimes it's on when we're on trips or in unfamiliar territory that this most often happens.
Sure.
And it happens very regularly to people who don't understand it. Now, I'm looking at some of this. I found it very interesting that they did a study with convicted muggers that the police had picked up, and they wanted to find out what made these people pick certain victims. And it was revealed that the muggers picked victims according to their body language. How confident these people seem as they walk. Do they shuffle along? Do they look like they're afraid? Are they afraid of the area they're in? Do they look like they're lost? That was what basically attracted a mugger.
So somebody walking around with general confidence and, you know, a direction to go in and knew where they were headed, they didn't make as good a target.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. They didn't make as good a target. Another interesting thing I found out was young men are maybe the most common or the most, you might say, the most numbers of younger men between the ages of 19 and 25. Seemed to be the most mugging victims.
Really?
And that was surprising to me because I would have figured those men were probably not that it would be older ladies, but no, it was younger men. And it seemed to be that if they were maybe because of the way they, I don't know.
Well, who would know what the deal is? Probably, if I had to guess, I would think that these guys would be least likely to admit that they're in a situation that they can't control, which would be something that would play into their probably becoming a victim. They probably would, you know what, they don't want to be hurt. They're just old enough to know that they want to keep living, and so they probably would give up whatever they're asked for. That would be my guess if I had to guess, but that is strange that that's the group.
Yeah, that's what I had found.
Huh.
Okay, here are a few tips if you're, basically if you're in a strange city or you're in a strange place mm-hmm. where it's unfamiliar for you, you need to walk at a good pace, as we said, and walk at a good pace because if you try to act like the, or if you're acting like that you don't know where you are, that you're lost, that you're confused, that's a clue for the muggers to pick you as a victim.
Mm-hmm.
So try to walk with your elbows sticking out or that you're looking like you know what you're doing. And another interesting thing I found was that if you're in a situation which is really making you uncomfortable, try to act a little crazy.
And I've heard this, yeah.
Try to act a little crazy.
You just go, la, la, la.
Yeah, make weird sounds. Muggers don't like to deal with what they might consider as something unusual or different. So talk to yourself, make unusual sounds, holler, walk in staccato way, the old-fashioned stiff ways of looking kind of like you're just a little bit off would supposedly discourage the muggers.
Yeah, so I've heard the same thing. That'll make them change their mind about who they want to spend their time with that
That's
afternoon.
That's right. And if you're walking in a town, it said wave occasionally like at a shopkeeper, like you know these people, like
sure.
you know them, like you have a relative. And then look as tall and broad as you can. Don't put your head down or shuffle your feet. Stand up straight and look as tall and broad as you can and look like you're a physical winner, not somebody who's a victim of anything.
Right.
And if you see someone who looks like he could be a mugger, don't stare at him. Don't look straight at him. That's a challenge to him in most cases. He might challenge you. And if you walk by someone and they start making insults or making statements to you, don't get insulted and try to fight back with him. Don't let him incite you. Just keep on going. Don't act like that you know what he's talking about because he is trying to get your attention. In another case, it said, look as big of a mess as you can. Wear an old coat. If you've got an evening dress on and you have an old coat in the car, put that on over you to cover up your dress. Don't wear anything that, like jewelry or necklaces or anything that might look like it's expensive because they can spot this
sure.
from a long way off.
Sure.
And take special care when crossing roads or getting in and out of your car, and especially don't keep your cell phone. Don't be talking on cell phone because anything that distracts you allows them to come up behind you or to come up on you before you know it. So make sure that you're aware of your surroundings wherever you are, that you're aware of the people, that you're aware of who might be around or who might be coming up behind you or even in front of you. because that is a very important clue.
Some of these things sound like they might be common sense, but I guess you're not thinking, especially if you're on travel.
Mm-hmm.
You're on holiday,
right?
And you don't really assume. I mean, you want to think about the good in people, and you mm-hmm. want to think that this wouldn't happen. But you got to be aware that it does happen, and you've got to be able to do things that can prevent it, or at least attempt to prevent it.
Right. Another thing that I hadn't thought of before until I was looking into this is that, you know, they have older downtown parts of town that are they usually draw tourists, and we think, oh, these are really neat. But in a lot of cases, this is where muggers lurk, is mm-hmm. in older parts of town, and we may want to see those, but be very aware when you go to those places that you need to have your own personal safety in mind before you go down there and try to make some preparation, as we said, and kind of map it out, know what you're doing, and be aware of the people that are there, and know the type of people, look at them. I mean, scope it out before you get out of the cars or before you're walking down the street.
You don't want to be in that situation. I can't imagine being in that situation. I don't want to have to. You know what I mean? I think that that's something. I've heard that a good tip is if you do end up in that situation, do what you're asked to do. If you're asked to give up your wallet, give up your wallet.
That's right. Give up your wallet. Don't try to fight. And another thing is, if you know you're going to be in a situation like that for whatever reason, get two wallets. Get a fake wallet, one that has a few bucks in it, you know, some fake credit cards or whatever. And if you do get stopped and somebody demands your cash, hand him the fake wallet and let him go away.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And keep your other valuables on another part, somewhere else on your body so that you still have it safe.
I just, you know, you don't think about that stuff until you're in that situation. So that's what we're doing here, is we're trying to give you some tips to try to help you avoid something negative happening. So there you go. I particularly enjoy the act a little bit crazy.
That's right.
That's a good one.
If you find yourself in that situation, I know sometimes you get lost and you don't know where you are, but right. That would be what you would have to do.
Great tips. Phyllis, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Phyllis has over 25 years in the insurance industry. She's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education, and she's with us each week to talk a little bit about insurance or other things you may need to be aware of here on KETR. We are your station.